personality of Kali Yuga, therefore, was seeking the opportunity to establish authority, and by the grace of the Lord, he found a hole in the puffed up, inexperienced son of Brahmana. The little Brahmana wanted to show his prowess in destruction, and he had the audacity to punish such a great king as Maharaj Parikshit. He wanted to take the place of Lord Krishna after his departure. These are the principal signs of upstarts who want to take the place of Sri Krishna under the influence of age of Kali. An upstart with the little power wants to become an incarnation of the Lord. There are many false incarnations after the departure of Lord Krishna from the face of the globe, and they are misleading the innocent public by accepting the spiritual obedience of the general mass of people to maintain false prestige. In other words, the personality of Kali got the opportunity to reign through the son of a Brahmana, Sringi. Hare Krishna. So we would like to welcome all the devotees for this morning Srimad Bhagavatam class. Thank you for coming. So far we have heard from the previous speakers that how Parikshit Maharaj became angry at Shaunakarishi because Shaunakarishi could not give him a glass of water. And for this improper reception, Parikshit Maharaj became angry, which is totally unusual for such a great devotee like Parikshit Maharaj. Now we see how this impudent, inexperienced Brahmabandhu or son of a Brahmana, Sringi, curses Parikshit Maharaj. So, Srila Prabhupada points it out in the purport that very little experienced, little Brahma Tejas he had, and that made him so very impudent. So therefore in Sanskrit it is said that Alpa Vidya Mahagarvi. Those who have little knowledge, they are puffed up with their so-called little bit of knowledge. And we see the same case in Sringi here, that he is willing to curse such a great personality as Parikshit Maharaj. Yesterday's verse we heard how Sringi is going to utter a curse, and he violently actually heard the most rude words towards Parikshit Maharaj. And actually I wanted to read out the translation as it is, yesterday's verse. But when I went through, it was very harsh. So I thought better not to repeat such harsh words once again. Yesterday they have been already repeated by our Gaur Vilas Prabhu. So that is sufficient. If you want to know, you can go and actually read the previous verse. So I just thought of, you know, summarizing it. So in essence, Sringi compares Parikshit Maharaj to be a dog. Can you imagine the audacity of this little boy that he is willing to compare such a great personality as Parikshit Maharaj to a dog? And why this is all happening, by the way? Because he has been influenced by none other than Kali Yuga. So he has been possessed by Kali Yuga, as it is said. So if someone is possessed by a ghostly creature, then whatever happens in his life, who is responsible now? That ghost within the body, isn't it? Similarly, he is possessed by a ghost-like Kali personified, and therefore he is uttering such harsh words towards Parikshit Maharaj. And we see in the past that how when Parikshit Maharaj chastised Kali, Kali surrenders out of fear. He actually surrendered, so-called surrender. When somebody surrenders and the surrender is based on fear instead of love, then that surrender carries the seed of rebellion and revenge later on. So we see the same case happening here. When we force people to surrender when they are not willing, then what happens is that eventually such fired out people, they want to take revenge and they may even harm those who are forcing them. So therefore surrender has to be always voluntarily done by the party who wants to surrender, and there is no question of forcing anybody to surrender. And when that happens, then it's going to be a recipe for disaster. So so Parikshit Maharaj gives him four places to live. It is explained in the previous verses that Abhyartitas Tadatasmai Sthanani Kalaye Dadau Dyutam Panam Sriyashuna Yatha Adharmascha Chaturvidham. That where are these four adharma principles are happening, so that is the place of Kali. And what are those? Intoxication, gambling, meat eating and illicit sex. And Parikshit Maharaj said, you stay there in such places. Kali is very so-called intelligent, and he comes back to Parikshit and he says, I don't see such places anywhere in your kingdom here. So, where should I live now? Then Parikshit Maharaj, so benevolent, that he gives one more place to sleep. Okay, you stay in a place where there is hoarding of gold. And you see, the Kali, in spite of being given shelter by Parikshit Maharaj, what is he doing? He is still actually hitting back to him. Through impudent person like Sringi. So how he does it? By influencing people who are immature and puffed up. In this case we see Sringi. So although he is a son of a Brahmana, he is supposed to be possessing all those qualities of a Brahmana, but we see his very puffed up nature here. So therefore such people are not called as Brahmanas, they are called as Brahma Bandhus. What is the meaning of Brahma Bandhu? The Brahma Bandhu is someone who is apparently looks like a Brahmana, but then he has ulterior motives. So we see such examples, such qualities in the case of Sringi here. And he cursed him. Of course, the offense that was committed by Maharaj was not great, as big as the punishment rewarded to him, because it was disproportionately calculated and punished by such so-called Brahmana like Sringi. So we see actually this Kali Yuga, the Kali, is based on ingratitude. So if someone is ungrateful, he doesn't show the quality of gratitude, then he becomes victim of Kali. So Kali Yuga is not grateful, although Parikshit Maharaj has given him a place to live. Four places, on top of that, the fifth place he has already given to him to stay. But we see this Kali how is infiltrated him. So the Kali, as I said, is based on gratitude, ingratitude. And he who becomes an instrument to bring Kali Yuga in this world is such a person as Sringi. So he chose none other than Sringi, who is Brahma Bandhu, So therefore, I think in one of the Vaishnav Gita it is mentioned that Mater Tilak Galer Mala Yeto Kalir Chela. So he is having Tilak and Kanthi and dressed up like a Brahman. But actually who is he? Kalir Chela. That means disciple of Kali. So therefore, it is easy to dress up as a devotee or somebody great, but actually to be in that consciousness is what it means to become a devotee. So otherwise, we may end up supporting Kali Yuga. So although Sringi, he became so powerful. How he became so powerful? Because he was practicing austerities and all of that, those things. And where? In the kingdom, which was ruled by none other than Parikshit Maharaj. And it is only because Parikshit Maharaj ruled in such a religious way, therefore all the Brahmanas, they could actually possess that Brahma Tejas. And here also this party, Sringi, is also possessing a little bit of Brahma Tejas. But he has become too proud and puffed up. And because of this, let us say his ingratitude, so he is willing to curse Parikshit Maharaj. Sringi did not realize actually how much service Parikshit Maharaj is rendering to the entire Brahmana community by protecting them, by supporting their religious activities, their devotional activities. But still, Sringi did not realize it, so he ended up cursing such a great personality as Parikshit Maharaj. So, this is one example. And I just wanted to contrast this example with one more example so that we'll understand what it means to be a Vaishnava. So, in this month, from last month only, we have started, I think from 4th of this month, we have started a Back to Godhead marathon, isn't it? So, I thought of speaking something about this Back to Godhead magazine and all of that. So, Srila Prabhupada personally started this Back to Godhead magazine way back in 1944. And in those days, actually when we read from Rilamrut, we understand how much he struggled single-handedly. He stayed in Vrindavan. He used to go to Delhi to purchase paper, and he would go to the printer and he would sit there at Mr. Jain's press. He would sit there and somehow or other get the job done. And Mr. Jain would ask, "Have you had your breakfast this morning?" Prabhupada usually would be hungry, on the empty belly. And then no problem, you just start the printing. Then actually realizing his condition, this gentleman, Jain, would sponsor breakfast for him. And then Prabhupada would actually get it printed and he would distribute in the streets of Delhi. And once it so happened that when he was distributing these Back to Godhead magazines to tea shops, going to all different kinds of places, in summer heat of Delhi, he actually falls down right on the streets, the roads, and somebody picks him up and takes care of him. So such hardships Prabhupada has gone through just to give us Back to Godhead magazine. So now just to be grateful to Srila Prabhupada, what he has given to us, so we can also actually read Back to Godhead magazines and actually also get magazines to our places so that others also can read them. So therefore I thought of citing one example of a great devotee like Baladev Prabhu, who just lived in Pune city. And he's an example of what it means to be a surrender and grateful heart. So let us discuss about this one person. And who is this Baldev Prabhu? Previously he is known as Bhagwan Malvadkar. Bhagwan Malvadkar. He is a Marathi person who lived in Pune. He was a school teacher in a school. Looking at his upright example and perfect personality, he got the post of principal in that same school. He became the principal. And actually he came from Solapur and was staying in Pune. Bhagavan Malavadkar, later on he became the disciple of His Holiness Loknath Swami Maharaj. And then he got the name Baldev Das. So, Chintamani Vidya Mandir Pune, that is the place where he was teaching. And because of his very soft-hearted and kind nature, so many intelligent students, they were attracted to him. But also what happened was, there used to be so many, and there will be such students who hardly study, who hardly come to school and college, but still they want to get their degrees, isn't it? And such people, such students with their parents would come to him. And they would, he was threatened, this Baldev Prabhu was threatened. You should give him first class, why are you not giving him first class grade and all of that. But Baldev Prabhu was unfazed. Still he would just go on doing his job. And there were death threats also for not giving them the marks which they wanted. Under such hardships, he was still continuing as the principal of the college. And then once so happened that a mother came to him, weeping and crying. And then principal Baldev Prabhu, he asked, why, what happened, why are we crying? Then she says that, of course, my child is unable to pass the exam. So you please help him. And she gave her own golden bangles. She was willing to offer golden bangles. Looking at her and her child, her son, Baldev Prabhu was moved. And he said, why are you doing this? Do you think that I'll accept your golden bangles to just give him some marks? Why do you think so? Tell your son that he should spend more time with his books. He should actually study properly. He should attend the classes, do his homework. And if he doesn't understand anything, he should come to me. I'm here to teach him. That is why I'm here. And government is already giving me my salary. Why should I take anybody's money? This kind of upright personality he was. Because of such very genuineness and soft-heartedness, he became the best of the college, the teacher, and later on he became principal also. So, in 2002, he got actually the voluntary retirement. He took voluntary retirement. And then by the time he was 54 years old. Because understanding the importance of spiritual life, he just wanted to spend his remaining years completely dedicating to the spirituality and mission of Srila Prabhupada. So, of course, he was married to Shalini, and this Mataji, she also became an initiated disciple of His Holiness Loknath Maharaj later on. She got the name Surapriya Devi Dasi. And thus, the life was going smoothly. Of course, he had three sons, Prashant, Siddhant and Santosh. And they were all, you know, nice students. They were all learning engineering and management like that. So Siddhant and Santosh, they were studying in Pune Engineering College, College of Engineering, Pune. And they started, of course, the preachers from Kunjuhari Temple used to come there and they used to hold classes, Gita classes, Chaitanya Charan Prabhu. And they got attracted to Krishna consciousness. They started going to the temple and then they got their degrees and then actually they wanted to become brahmacharis, as it happens sometimes. And they expressed their desire, both of them, Siddhant and Santosh. Of course, Prashant was the elder son. He was taking care of his parents, but the other two, they had inclination. And they went to the father and mother and they expressed their desire. So this is what we want to do. And any father would not be very, you know, happy to do this kind of a give such kind of a permission. But Baldev Prabhu said, as a father, I am very sad because you won't be there with me now. You will be living somewhere else in the temple. But as a devotee, I like your decision. What you are doing is the best. Please go ahead. Please go ahead. Thus he gave them his own blessings. Then these two great souls joined the temple. And Santosh became Sundarvar Prabhu. Sundarvar Prabhu. And Siddhant became Sankirtan Ananda Prabhu. I think some of you know them. They became the disciples of His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj. Thus, in the meantime, what happened? Surapriya Devi Mataji, the wife of Baldev Prabhu, she was diagnosed with the cancer. And then, of course, just like everyone, they all tried their best to save her. And it was a very deadly disease. And she had to be admitted into the hospital. And for that, he was already retired by that time. No salary coming. So he had two flats in Pune. So he sold them off just to save her own wife. But she couldn't be saved. She leaves her body. And then what he does is, whatever money he had gotten from selling these two flats in Pune, so equally divided into three. The first portion he gave to Prashant, the elder son, and the second and third sons, he also wanted to give them money. And they said, we are already brahmacharis. What we do with this money for? Then that entire amount was given to Kunjbihari temple. And he started also living in Kunjbihari temple. Although by this time he is, I think, 56, 57. Such a elderly age. And in those days, 2004-05, Kunjbihari temple, you know, it was, of course, recently now they have built up in VCC. The entire congregation was, you know, coming to Kunjbihari temple only. I was preaching and congregation, it was such a buzzing atmosphere of devotional service. So hardly there is any place to even sit down, or to speak of staying there. And somehow or other, the devotees, the temple management allowed him to stay there and he started living in the temple with meager facilities. But he was happy with it, just to continue his devotional service, staying in the temple. In the meantime, when he read the Leelamrita of Srila Prabhupada, how he struggled to distribute magazine of Back to Godhead all over North India, so he actually took that inspiration from Srila Prabhupada. He said, if Prabhupada at such an elderly age could go and distribute, get it printed and write the articles and go and print and personally distribute, if he can do that, why I can't at least take these books and go and distribute them? Of course, in those days there was Indian Postal Service, and which was not very reliable. So therefore, people did not get their back-to-back magazines, although they were subscribers. So there are so many complaints coming. We have already been subscribed, but there is no, we are not getting any back-to-back. So what to do? So there was a lot of struggle. But in the meantime, Baldevaru said, "Okay, no problem." So he in his own typical roll the sleeves and get on to your job. Something like that. So then, no problem. I'll personally take up this challenge. So at the age of almost like 55, 56, now he is taking a mission. What is his mission? His mission is to distribute these back-to-back magazines, because in those days there were not courier services as such, but only Indian Postal Service, which was not very reliable. So therefore, he thought of distributing on his own, going to place to place. So he covered Pune city. Pune is, well, transportation facilities are there. Local trains and buses. And he used to go to every home and he would give their back-to-back copies. Nobody told him, by the way, we should understand. He was not ordered by his spiritual master or temple president or some other devotees, why don't you do this service? He took up this mission on his own. And he was willing to do it. In such an elderly age, who will do that? He continuously did this service over, I think, 12 continuous years. Continuously he went on distributing such back-to-back magazines. So the subscriber, they lived in many different places, so many kilometers of journey he had to do, but he had no problems to do that. He had to spend his own money to travel around, but he had no problems to do that. And he had to travel in noisy, bumpy and very full of people, buses, for several days. Not for, initially he was doing it in Pune, but then later on he started distributing these copies to different other districts also in Maharashtra. And for that he had to travel in buses. Some places there are no trains, so he had to take ST buses and he would travel on his own, and he would put his own money to travel. But he had no problems. And he had to deliver personally, well, over almost 12 continuous years he did it. Nobody told him, nobody forced him, but he took up this service. But he had no problems to do this service. And he did deliver back-to-back magazine till the fag end of his life, even when he was diagnosed with a deadly cancer disease. But he had no problems. He did deliver back-to-back ever after his major surgery, and he had hardly any energy to do so. Even after his surgery, he was willing to go out and distribute back-to-back magazines. Can you imagine? When I was reading this article, I was amazed to look at his service attitude. But nobody has told him, nobody has forced him. And if somebody undergoes, he already has lost his good wife. And he has 3 sons, 2 of them, they have already joined the temple. Only one son. And he is diagnosed with cancer, abdominal cancer, and he got surgery also. But still, the doctor told him he should never move out now. But he actually was not willing to sit at home and take care of his so-called health, but he was willing to go out and distribute magazines. And he did so. But he had no problems to do that. So therefore, It is said in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Praghada Premirei Swabhava Achar Nija Dukkha Vignadira Nakare Vichar. So recently we concluded Chandaniyatra. Okay? So Mahadevendra Puri, who actually went to Jagannath Puri to fetch Chandanu from all the way from Vrindavan to Jagannath Puri. And he was willing to come back with that log of woods to apply to Chandan, to Gopalji. So because there is a praghada prema in the heart, the intense love. What is the swabhava, what is the symptom of such a intense love? Nija dukkha vignadira nakare vichar. There could be so many vignas and so many dukkhas, so many troubles, but nakare vichar. They don't think about it, just like in case of Baldev Prabhu here. He had no problems to go out and distribute magazines despite his ill health and so many other challenges. So, yeah. So, one doctor, Neeraj Kamte, a devotee, Ayurvedic physician in Pune. So, all of them, they decided that he should take a good treatment. So, they were trying to actually give him as much as possible a treatment so that he can live at least some longer. But still, even in such conditions, he was not willing to compromise with his services. He was still trying to do that. So, of course, there is one doctor in BJ Medical College, Saraswati Mataji, I think some of us know her. She was also coming forward to help in all the respects to take care of his health, but still, you know, his health went on deteriorating, and at the same time he was still enthusiastic to continue his services. So one point of time he actually revealed his heart. He said that actually this cancer is so deadly that my entire body is as if I'm sitting on a fire. My entire body is burning like hell. In such cases, these both of his sons, they came home and they wanted to serve him. And he said to them, no, you should be staying at the temple. Why are you coming here? Go back. And he said that, the Sundarvara Prabhu said that, if I had not read Srila Prabhupada's books, then I would have mostly listened to your words. Because I have read all Srila Prabhupada's books, wherein he teaches that how important it is to serve devotees, and especially elderly parents, as well as, you know, such a wonderful devotee like you. So therefore, I would like to stay here and take care of you. So he stayed back and was taking care of them. And the pain was so intense, so unbearable, that sometimes he would be just lying down, and then he would wake up. Then he would say that, I cannot come out of Shantipur. He would say, I cannot come out of Shantipur. Shantipur is a place of Advaita Acharya. So, of course, many times he had gone to Mayapur Yatra, and he liked the place of Shantipur, the place of Advaita Acharya, and somehow or other, you know, he had developed this love for this place. So therefore he was constantly thinking about Shantipur and Advaita Acharya and Lord Chaitanya. So he would say that I cannot come out of Shantipur. That means he had already reached, it appears that Shantipur, isn't it? So he said, I cannot come out of Shantipur. So then he said that now I would like to offer my wishes and farewells. So now I want to completely focus on Krishna. I don't want to be disturbed by anybody else. So he said that he was staying at home because his health was ill, so therefore he was shifted to home for some time, and then he said, no, now I want to stay in the temple because I don't want to be disturbed by so-called relatives at the time of death. Because they will come and they will say so many things and this and that, all worldly talks will happen. So therefore I don't want to be in such an atmosphere. Please take care of me. And then he was given such a very spiritually charged atmosphere in the temple, and then he came there and he wanted to fully focus on Krishna, which he did. So on the last day, actually, it was a day before, Gaur Purnima. On the day of Gaur Purnima, he actually fasted even from water. He didn't drink even a drop of water, and although he was not told, but still he fasted for the entire day. And then he was utterly, you know, in a such a situation that he now it was a high time, in the sense the time was up that he had to leave his body. So immediately the devotees contacted His Holiness Loknath Swami Maharaj, and some other Loknath Maharaj came forward on call. Then he actually chanted Hare Krishna for Baldev Prabhu. And in the meantime, Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam, Brahma Samhita, all the chanting and book reading was going on. And devotees are chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram. So it was in the morning, 6:57 time, and he actually departed from this world back to Godhead. And when Loknath Maharaj heard this, that he has left this world, then immediately he said these words. So they are written down here. So he said that Baldev Das was not just a tireless back-to-godhead magazine distributor. He was also a permanent supporter and a fundraiser for Srila Prabhupada Ghat project in Pandharpur. Then he said that, and an active preacher in Alandi Pandharpur Dindi Yatra, the annual mass pilgrimage of tens and thousands that lasts for nearly a fortnight. By this exemplary devotion, I'm sure Maharaj is telling, Loknath Maharaj is telling this, by his exemplary devotion, I'm sure that he has returned back home, back to Godhead. So for him, back to Godhead is not just a book, just a magazine to be distributed. For him, back to Godhead was his realization. For him, the means and end are the same. What was his means? He wanted to serve the mission of Srila Prabhupada by distributing back to Godhead magazines, and the end is back to Godhead, as enunciated by his own spiritual master, Loknath Swami Maharaj. So therefore we hear from Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he has said this, he reasons ill who tells that Vaishnavas die when they are still living in sound. Vaishnavas die to live, and living try to spread the holy name around. So therefore a Vaishnava never dies. Vaishnava always lives through his example. So we can see such a wonderful example in the life of Baldev Prabhu. And just look at this example of Sringi. Just contemplate it for some time. What a contrast between the two. One is so proud and puffed up, and was a little boy. And this is happening in the age of Dwapara Yuga, end of Dwapara Yuga. As it was much pious times in those days. Okay. And son of Brahmana, but see his impudent behavior, that is willing to curse the great personality like Parikshit Maharaj. And thus he became the instrument of Kali and because of such behavior, Kali could actually enter into. And a person who is living in Kali Yuga, and just recently, I mean, it's very recently he has exemplified his life in such a wonderful way, Baladeva Prabhu. And the contrast is the proud and ungrateful Sringi versus very grateful and humble devotee like Baladeva Prabhu. So, therefore, it is said that only humble and meek shall inherit the kingdom of God, isn't it? It's from Bible, I think. So, only humble and meek shall inherit the kingdom of God. So, therefore, we can take inspiration from such examples like Baladeva Prabhu. And also try to do our little bit in the service of Srila Prabhupada and the mission of Srila Prabhupada. So this month is called as Marathon Month of Back to Godhead. So we can do our little bit to distribute and subscribe, get the subscriptions from devotees and people in general. And also read Back to Godhead magazines and actually get that inspiration. So such devotees have done so much service to Srila Prabhupada. And such examples are very, very important for us. Yes, we read about Yudhishthir Maharaj, Prahlad Maharaj, Dhruva Maharaj, Ambarish Maharaj, Gopis and Pandavas. Yes, they are wonderful, I mean, exalted devotees of the Lord. And Nitya Parshadars. They are associates of the Lord. But at the same time, we see that they lived, I mean, in the previous ages. So we need some examples, contemporary examples also, apart from these great souls. So such examples serve as a great inspiration for us, Baladeva Prabhu. And when we look at such examples, we can actually understand, yes. Sometimes it so happens that, you know, when we give the example of Arjuna and Pandavas and all these great souls, so people end up saying that, Prabhuji, they had no problem of chanting 16 rounds. As if chanting 16 rounds is a big, unbearable task, something like that. So they always, they chanted the rounds also in those times? Of course. There was no need. Why? Because they are manmana bhavamad bhaktu. They are manmana. That means they were continuously 24 hours, 365 days, they are remembering Krishna with love and devotion. So if somebody is doing that, then he need not chant on beats. So therefore, they did not chant. So because we cannot remember Krishna 24 hours a day, so therefore we have to chant over 16 rounds. That means we are bhavamad bhakta. That means we are trying to become devotees. We are trying to practice our sadhana bhakti. That is bhavamad bhakta, isn't it? So therefore, Baladeva Prabhu, also such an exalted devotee, he always chanted his 16 rounds, surely, isn't it? Took initiation and did a lot of service. And such examples give us a lot of inspiration and hope that we can also do something in the mission of Srila Prabhupada by doing our little bit, and by doing so we can also perfect our lives, and by doing so we can also at the end remember Krishna, Ante Narayana Smriti. That should be our goal of life, and when we can do that, then by the grace of Sri Guru and Sri Vaishnavas and Krishna, we can also perfect our lives and go back to the spiritual world, kingdom of God. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Srimad Bhagavat Mahapurana ki jai, Sri Back to God magazine ki jai. Hare Krishna.
Thank you.